Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
So in Miami, this is right there on South Beach, I believe. Guy's out going for a bike ride, trying to get some leisure in, middle-aged man. Mm-hmm. Riding around, there's a cop parked in the bike lane, and he ended up having to pass by this police officer. And this has turned into either a nightmare for him, or he's a criminal being arrested for invasive policies against the police. Okay. Watch this, or listen to this, and see what you think.
New at 10 tonight, a man accused of resisting arrest at Miami Beach has a priest coming to his defense. Police say the cyclist dented a police cruiser and ignored their command to stop.
Dented a police cruiser?
I'm
interested.
Okay.
Yeah, it's grainy footage, but it looks like as he went by the cruiser, he just put a hand on the hood as he went around the corner to not fall into the cruiser.
Yeah.
And then that's about it.
When they show more of the video with more of before and a little more of after, mm-hmm. it's because that cruiser, to me, it looks like it's definitely parked in the bike lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was going to meet two other cyclists going the opposite direction, and he mistimed it. You know how, like, you do that, and all of a sudden your bike is not moving, and
yes.
you need balance? So that's what you saw.
Stop. However, the man accused tells a different story. CBS's Miami's Larry Seawood is in Miami Beach, and he heard both sides.
Both agree, and surveillance video shows a police cruiser in the bicycle lane here on Ocean Drive when a cyclist puts hands on it.
Good thing that Ocean Drive is not like a super busy area where bikers tend to need the bike lane open because, you know, there's not 10,000 cars here
so
right now.
Many cars.
It looks like a concert just got
it
out.
Does.
There's so many cars.
And this is the late news.
Yeah.
It's 10:04 p.m. and that road is packed bumper to bumper.
When a cyclist puts hands on it, police saw a felony, but that cyclist feels like a victim. Inside Miami's Corpus Christi Catholic Church, this man's reputation belies the mugshot and crimes Miami Beach police say cameras recorded Vladimir Tavardas commit.
Oh my God. So they're claiming that's a felony?
And they're claiming he left 4 to 5 dents in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Commit.
I put my hand in the police car.
Oh, you have an accent, sir. You're in trouble for sure.
I am here because of that.
Thursday evening, this engineer from Miami rode his bicycle into Miami Beach down Ocean Drive. There, undercover officers prepared to take down people involved in illegal sales. During their operation, cameras recorded Tavardas there on your left in the bike lane roll too close to a police cruiser.
Okay, and you can see as he's going by, not only is the police cruiser 100% in the bike lane, taking up most of the coming and going lanes because they've got both.
Yeah.
But outside of the lane are all these little stoppers for tires to note if you go too close into the bike lane. And there are bikers coming in the opposite direction. So he gets a little in the bike lane. So he gets a little wobbly because he's like, okay, well, this police cruiser's in the way. Right. People are coming at me. It's so clear what he's got to do to, like you said, Howings, balance so he doesn't tip over and just lightly put his hand on any car that would have been parked there.
Yeah.
You see his right hand touch the hood, then the side. A light flashes on the cruiser as Tavardas pedals away. He says he touched the cruiser to keep his balance as he dodged it, another cyclist, and barriers on the street. This arrest report says Tavardas struck the police vehicle hard, nearly denting it 4 or 5 times.
With a hack of Thor's hammer.
How do you nearly dent something 4 or 5 times?
Nearly denting.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, yeah, so they're claiming a felony because he touched a cruiser.
So were they also nearly parking in the bike lane? What?
Yeah. No, they were parked in the bike lane.
Now he faces felony resisting and disorderly conduct charges.
The first hand was to stop, and the second hand was to stay, to don't fall down. I just tried to stop. If I continue, I will hit with the front of a car and also the other bike that come in front of me.
If you're wondering why that cruiser is in a bike lane.
I don't know how anyone could look at this and see it as anything other than what that guy is saying, with what I find to be a fun accent, or what you guys have described. Yeah. There's no other vision of this where he's denting or wrecking the car.
And I mean, felony?
Even
if you completely ignore all of the obvious facts that this guy was using the car to balance and not fall over.
Right.
Even if you ignore all of that and you say, well, you know, you still can't touch a police cruiser. Felony?
Yeah. Well, and maybe the felony is because they're saying that he resisted arrest or whatever, but because he kept biking. But even if that's the case,
probably
it's
didn't think they were talking to him.
Right. Yeah. And if I'm in that situation and I start hearing a cop yell, hey, you stop, you just committed a felony, I'm going to be like,
not me.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Good luck catching the other guy that you're obviously
glad I got out of the way.
As a judge, can you see something like this and then fine the police for wasting your time?
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
Seems like you should.
But yeah, I mean, unless where you can't see him, he took a couple of good kicks at the door. But I don't think he did.
A police spokesman told CBS News Miami undercover officers called for it to be close enough to keep everyone safe. In a statement, that spokesperson says, quote, upon arrival, a cyclist traveling northbound reportedly struck the marked police vehicle intentionally before fleeing the area despite a sergeant's lawful directive to stop.
What a way to put it.
Yeah, that's like he was sitting around and he goes, oh, I see a cruiser. Let me go get my bike and I'm going to go over and punch it and then ride away.
He's clearly fleeing in the footage. That man, the way to appropriately write this is a police officer was parked in a bike lane, making it very inconvenient for multiple cyclists at multiple points. And one of them used the bike or used the cruiser so they wouldn't fall over and then continued to pedal along their way. Yeah.
Slowly.
And I think it's important to note that this guy has gray hair. Yeah. He looks like he's about 62.
He looks like an engineer who's closer to being at retirement than he is getting started.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't seem like he's going out of his way to cause problems. Yeah.
The only press release that they need to make is, this was a gross misjudgment by the officer.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Everything's cool.
Unless they can produce another video from another business across the street.
No, they can't.
Where he's kicking the crap out of the cruiser with his foot as he goes by.
Yeah.
That'd be very surprising because there's no shoulder movements when he's riding. It just looks like normal riding.
No, he didn't do anything to that car.
And he's also, the police cruiser is not parked like, you look at a block, right? And each corner is an intersection. It's not like he's parked in the middle of intersections. He's parked at the top of one of the intersections, so this guy is turning right into this road and right into a police cruiser. Had he been going faster, he absolutely could have crashed into it, which also would have been the cruiser's fault.
Reportedly struck the marked police vehicle intentionally before fleeing the area despite a sergeant's lawful directive to stop.
I feel like we're being gaslit so badly. I'm so confused.
Stop. The cyclist was subsequently located and arrested. Still wearing his cycling clothes as he bonded out of jail
fleeing.
To borrow Daz.
He's
let him go.
So
let him go.
He's coasting. Yeah. He's coasting.
He's not even pedaling.
No.
Not at all.
Oh, God. We'd have had him if it wasn't for this very slight incline with which he is going down.
Insists he did no wrong.
It's crazy. They sent to me in a little jail with people with mental problems. Oh, my goodness. How can I explain this to my son of 17 years old right now?
The priest at this church says Tavaro Daz is a kind.
So it took me a second to realize he said they put me in this little cage because I thought he said a little gay with all these crazy people. And I was like, I don't get that defense, sir.
This made me a little gay.
Tavaro Daz is a kind, giving, faithful parishioner and believes Vladimir is innocent. Vladimir says people at the jail begged to be his lawyer to represent him, and he indeed plans to fight the charges. In Miami Beach, Larry Seward, CBS News, Miami.
Oh, he's going to win so easily.
See, this is
so easily.
Well, it's clearly one of those cases where it's like they realized that they were wrong but refused to back down.
Yes.
Because I even understand where they wanted that guy to stop to make sure. Like, if that were my car and a cyclist did that, I'd be like, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me make sure you didn't just screw my car up before you go. So I understand the reasoning there. But then once you go, oh, saying he nearly dented it is saying he didn't dent it. He didn't do anything.
Right.
I've nearly done lots of things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if it isn't, then you didn't. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I've almost driven my lawnmower into a ditch before. That would have sucked.
Yep.
But I didn't do it because I stopped in time. So
pretty
I don't.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Is it a crime? Yeah. Is it a crime to almost do something?
Is it a crime to touch a cruiser?
No. I wouldn't think so. But I guess the crime is that he fled. You see him flee.
Yes.
Like hardened criminal.
One pedal every 20 seconds. The reporter at the end. Will you play a sign off again, Steve? I probably misheard it, but I thought he said his name was Larry Seaward.
Larry Seaward. Okay, let's see.
And believes Vladimir is innocent. Vladimir says people at the jail begged to be his lawyer to represent him, and he indeed plans to fight the charges. In Miami Beach, Larry Seaward, CBS News, Miami.
Oh, okay.
Larry Seaward.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like Seward to the rest of us, but he pronounces C-word. It Seaward.
No, it's actually spelled See You Next Tuesday, but he can't say that on the air, so he has to say he's Larry Seaward. I'm Larry. See you next Tuesday.
Back to you in the studio, Tommy F. Your mom. What a news team. Assemble. I've never been so interested in a tiny, tiny story.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Poor man.
So dumb.
I do love that the church was like, I will say something. No, we don't need that. We've got video recording. Yeah. He's a good guy. That's nice.
If you made a list of things that wouldn't go together, it would be Miami police, a bicyclist named Vladimir, and the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things coming together
that
you wouldn't expect to be in the same story.
He should be arrested for anything. It's assaulting that cycling shirt that he was wearing because it was way too small.
Yeah, you're not supposed to stretch an innocent victim like that.
Vlad, you're a large, my man.
Yeah, that was definitely a schmedium, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.